opportunity here this morning on Heartbeat Today to speak with a young musician here in the Nishna Valley. We're here with Bailey Marie and also with Jim Wymore here this morning. And Bailey, thanks for coming in here today.
Thanks
and speaking
for having
us.
Me.
Well, you've gotten started here on a little bit of a music career, I guess you could say. You've been involved in music for a long time. I guess, you know, talk about what got you interested in, and when you got started.
Well, when I was about 6 years old, my grandma started seeing my grandpa Jim, and music's just been in the family for a long time. And my other grandpa, he's involved in music too, so I guess just when my grandma started seeing him, they just wanted to get me started into the music and stuff and get me on stage, and I was about 6 years old when that happened. So
kind of a natural flow for you.
Yeah.
Then everybody else is doing it, why not get in on the fun?
Right.
I guess Jim will bring in here too. You know, I guess at that young age, did you see some opportunity there? Obviously, it's something you want everybody to be involved with a little bit in the family, but you recognize some talent there, I suppose.
Yeah, she's got a natural talent for it. She's got more talent than I ever thought about having. She can watch a song on her phone and turn around and sing it, you know, and that's just amazing to me. And she could get up. She was scared at first, but mm-hmm. She adapted to the stage life real quickly.
Well, obviously you've continued to progress with it over the years and kept a good interest in it, and now you've had an opportunity to take that even a step further. I guess talk about what you've now been able to do.
Yeah, I just released my first CD. It's called Keeping It Country. I have two originals on there, and the rest are cover songs, but I'm very blessed to have that opportunity to have finally gotten that recorded and had the opportunity to do that.
Well, you mentioned, a couple of them that you have even written yourself and then went the production route after that. What's that process like? You know, do you just kind of jot things down here or there and put the pieces together later? Or, you know, how's that process for you?
Well, I wrote all the words out, you know, and my grandma, she's a songwriter too, and she kind of helped make it go together. But then when we were in the recording process, the guys kind of just put in what they thought would go with music-wise and how they thought that if it sounded good, they would ask me and see, how do you like that, you know, and we just kind of finally got it put together.
And I think every musician is different and probably how they go about it and what types and what sides of the creation of it that they're involved with. I guess you talked a little bit about them kind of helping out with the musical side of it, matching the song. Do you do some of that yourself as well?
Yes.
Working with
yes, I play guitar also.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And as far as the composition stuff, you know, writing out what, you know, notes you're going to think is going to go along with that, is that something
right.
that you just kind of always are tweaking with and playing with?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It helps a lot learning. When I first started learning to play guitar, I didn't start learning guitar until a couple years ago, and I found out it helps a lot.
Yeah, kind of get that both sides of the spectrum there,
right.
I suppose. Well, and I'm sure it helps, too, that you've got the people around you that
yeah.
have that kind of experience, that have been doing it a long time, that, you know, they kind of lend some suggestions here and there, and maybe it all kind of helps things come together a little bit.
It does. It does help a lot.
Well, you've got this now put together with your first album here that you were able to release. You mentioned a couple of your own songs in there and some other covers. I guess talk about the decision-making process of what songs you did want to include when you made the disc.
They're just songs that when I first started out, a couple of them on there I started singing when I was younger, and I just felt like they kind of had some meaning to it, so they should be on there, and mm-hmm. so that's has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Well, and then actually putting this together, I'm sure, takes a lot of work from a lot of different ends, and obviously some of the families involved in that process, too. You know, I guess how long did it take you from the idea that we're going to do this to the end of the day when it was done?
It took us, well, we started in January, and we didn't finish it until last 2 months ago, probably.
Okay. So a better part of a year then.
Yeah.
Get involved in there. Jim, talk about from your perspective. I know you were kind of instrumental in some of this stuff that made it happen as you're putting the disc together. You know, what was it like from your side?
Well, she started out with 16 songs she had prepared for, and as through a process of elimination, we got it down to 10. We was going to go for 10 or 12, but that's part of the process, is having more than you're planning on doing, because some of them don't come out so well. Paul and Betty Fay have a little recording studio over at Lennox, and Paul played part of it. It's all live music on it, all live instrumental. There's no canned music on it whatsoever. And it's a list of the players right there that in the CD you can see them. So that's a little more difficult than it is to take a karaoke sound and sing to it. And that's how she got her, the instrumental part of it. She's a rhythm guitar player, but that helps her write. But it all these other guys have known her since she was little, and they all put their effort into putting a little personal touch in it, So that's what was nice about it. And, yeah, it took a little longer. You don't go in and do it in a month or so, when you got all those people to coordinate. Mm-hmm. And the recording business is so much different than it used to be when I started that it's just not even anywhere near the same. So I really didn't have an idea other than what I had heard, because I haven't ever done anything. The only recordings I ever had were recorded live and then produced. Mm-hmm. So, this was a different experience for me too, but it really smooth. Sometimes it got a little frustrating for her because, at her age, she expects it to be done tomorrow, But we got through it, and when Paul, he had done the recording work on it, he has the Corning Opry once a month, and he invited her to be a special guest up there, and that's so we, in turn, released her CD up there 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, okay. And that was where she got it released at, so...
Okay, well, that's I guess another thing that's neat about to this, that you were able to do this with a lot of people from Southwest Iowa, and this is all stuff that was accomplished, recording and the imaging you've got going on here. Everything was, somebody had a hand in it here in Iowa. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was.
A couple of them for Northern Missouri. I had that there from Maryville and on down to get around Gilmore and stuff. But they were guys, people that known her and played with her, mm-hmm. And so she invited each one of them. And so not all the same musicians on every track. She used different ones. Okay. We had Dennis White from down at Bedford done some banjo music and steel guitar, and we had two or three different lead guitar players. And there's some guys on there that had done recording themselves, so they kind of knew what was going on. And, mm-hmm. And so it worked out real well.
Yeah. Well, and that's something we haven't touched on yet, but you have had some opportunities to get out there and play some music live as well. Talk about that experience you've had so far.
It's different everywhere I go, starting from playing with our band that we have and then getting invited to other places with different bands. It's different, but I get along with everyone, and sometimes wherever you go, it's not going to be different, the same. They're not going to play the same way as our band does, so you just kind of have to get used to that. Mm-hmm. But it's different, but it's fun, and it's interesting to see the different ways that people can play. And
there are a number of places here around the area that you have had the chance to step out and play at.
Yep.
Is that something, too, I guess, that you plan on? Obviously, you have this, disc here. How do you want this? How are you thinking this is going to grow? You're just going to kind of keep pursuing it and see where the next step takes you?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to make a career out of it, but it's definitely something that I want to keep moving forward with and keep in my life, so...
Well, if people are interested and they do want to get their hands on your music, how do they then go about getting this?
They contact my grandpa. They can come every Thursday night. We have a jam in Villisca, so they could come there and see you. I'll have everything there and just go from there.
All right. And Jim, I guess we'll talk a little bit about that contact, because you know, you would love people, if they're interested in having her play somewhere too, that you'd like to get that arranged.
Well, if they're interested in, you know, even contacting her for entertainment, you know, anywhere, I want them to go through me, because she is 16 years old, and you know how the country is today, so I'm a little protective. I guess 712-621-8026 will get you through to me, or you can find me on Facebook. You can also keep up with her on my site on Facebook, and it's Jim Wymore, and, you know, that's the easiest way to get a hold of her. And that's kind of the way we do it. And like, we do have the Thursday night thing, that she's there most every Thursday night, unless school interferes with it. Why, she might not be. But she's been with me long enough that, you know, she helps me tear down and set up and do all that kind of thing, too. So she's normally there, and sometimes she's a little late because of school activities, but she's there by 6:30 or so. We have that from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Thursday nights.
Okay.
And it's a good place to see her, and you can request any of those songs or other songs that you like, and she got quite an array of songs that she can do. And so it's easy to get a hold of me, and that's a cell phone number, and I'll be glad to get back with you or, you know, discuss. She's done the nursing homes with me. I do a lot of nursing homes, and she's done them with me. We've done other things. Like I say, she's been up here to the Blue Tones reunion shows with Mel Bryles, and she's been on stage with Ricky Lee. She's been on her, you know, Ray Armstrong's a great supporter of her. You know, whenever she plays, he really tries to make her sound good, and Mel's always been real receptive to her since she's been 11, 12 years old, he's had her around, you know. Mm-hmm. And so there's that side to it, you know. She set one time when she was fairly young, and Smokey Smith was up here, and he, you know, he got her up with him, and she's met Bob Everhart up here and been on stage with him and his wife. And so she's had some connections. Mel's been really good to her, and we appreciate him and the Blue Tone shows that they used to have, and done a few of these benefits for the homeless thing. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's some of the things she's done up in this area.
All right. Yeah, so great opportunity to get out there and enjoy some music. And Bailey Marie is the name of the artist here with us today. And the album that she has put together is called Keeping It Country. And as I just mentioned to you, you get a hold of Jim, you can get a hold of that music. And Bailey, I guess congratulations on here on getting this accomplished.
Thank you.
And you know, and good luck to you here as you continue to pursue the career a little bit.
Thank you.
All right. And again, Jim, let them know. I guess we mentioned that's in Villisca, but where is that in Villisca?
It's on the northwest corner of the square.
Okay.
Yeah, at the community building. And I also might mention that I left a half a dozen CDs here that people want to call into the station. You know, we appreciate what KJN's doing. And they want to call in, they can win a free CD. Just call them and tell them six is gone. Otherwise, you're going to have get a hold of me or stop down at the jam. So, you know, that's the ways to go about that. So.
All right. Yeah. And we will, right as we finish up this interview here today, as we wrap up the program on air, we'll be giving you an opportunity to call in and get those CDs. And then, of course, you're welcome to get in touch with us, too, if you want to get that information to reach out to Jim to get more information on either having Bailey's music delivered to you or to have an opportunity to come have her perform. So we appreciate you guys coming in to tell us a little bit about it. And again, congratulations on
the
journey so far.
Well, thank you for having us. It's really, we appreciate it.
All right. That's Bailey Marie and Jim Wymore here this morning. Talk a little music here in Southwest Iowa. That's going to do it here on Heartbeat Today.